This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Rev Gear, the equipment of choice for the finest gyms, fight teams, and dojos in the world. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 656.
656.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Byron fans, Foray fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you going on over there? Tea?
A little tea. I've been liking the tea. Good. Try
the testosterone. I hear you. I like the testosterone.
The tea. Drinking that tea straight.
Drinking a tea. The secret juice.
Secrets, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
What's the word, man? You've been watching the NCAA tournament at all?
No.
Been some good games. Purdue's in the national championship, so go to the Midwest team against
you. Okay.
So
I've watched none of it, the women or the men.
No, I've watched little bits and pieces. I really don't watch anything anymore except the internet.
I'm at the same point, I think. It's like would you rather have TV or the internet? I said, I'd rather just have the internet. I don't really give a fuck about TV anymore.
Right.
I don't know. You can entertain yourself. It's podcasts and just reading shit. Twitter is very fascinating these days, or X, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. X,
get
yeah.
Your free speech in.
I'm, you know, for me, it's a tough one. The X or whatever, but I try.
It's all good in the hood.
I get confused. Where are we starting? What are we doing?
Yeah, where do you want to start? I know you have a news story for sure. Was your favorite fighter?
I do.
Can start there?
I mean, we could. That would be amazing. So, John Jones having a little bit of trouble, apparently.
What? He's a good Christian boy, Ingo.
There are conflicting reports because, according to people, he was accused of assaulting a drug testing agent, right? And the agent said something along the lines that John was like swearing at her and threatening her and being like pretty combative. So then a little time goes by and John Jones comes out and says, well, the story was totally fabricated. He had woken up early in the morning and he wasn't exactly friendly, but he never threatened anybody. He was caught off guard by their unprofessionalism. And one of the testers rubbed him the wrong way. So he did say some things, but not anything threatening. And his proof of that, did you see this video? Mm-hmm. Their surveillance video, which is kind of low quality, but you might have to look it up yourself. But here it is. So he's coming out of his house here. Apparently these are the testers. It's early in the morning. They're high-fiving. He's like, what's up, man? John's in like some pants. look like they're falling down.
Yeah.
You know, so here we are. And no big deal. But I don't know if those are actually the people or not.
He could say, just walk out with me.
Could have been his drug dealer. So, like, hey, man, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, I want to say that the male tester also brought his girlfriend there, and she was sitting in the car or something. So John was, I guess, upset about that, saying, you know, you guys are breaking HIPAA laws right now because this is just supposed to be testers at my house, not someone who's a non-tester on my property. So that, and then reading the police report or the incident report, to me, reading through it sounds like John's in the right and just sound like maybe there was a disagreement and the woman's trying to get some money. I mean, there's two sides to this, and you know, John doesn't have many legal issues, right?
None. I mean, clean as a whistle.
Exactly. So I tend to side with John Jones.
For sure. Always.
And he's got video evidence. Like, if there was a problem, that woman would have never fucking, like, high-fived him or
Yo, he'd solve it.
She would have been running the fuck out if she was afraid or got whatever, assaulted. Is that what she said? She got assaulted?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
That's how John likes it. Anyway, I think he's cleared of all charges.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go away. But I mean, it's just kind of this whole thing, the way they do this testing is somewhat annoying. And I feel like these people are not as professional and generally as they should be. You know, I feel like if someone's going to do this, you should show up like in a suit or something, you know, be like, you're going to disturb me. You need to be professional.
And like, what time are they showing up at? Because again, is it like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and he's all fucking hungover? Am I going to be happy you wake me up at 6 in the morning if I've been out partying?
No.
Fuck no. And then I would probably curse you out too.
Right.
Or be like, Nate Diaz, who's smoking weed and offering it to the tester. Like, hey, man, you want some of this? While he films him. Like, hey, don't film me.
Right.
That's not appropriate. But I think he's all right. I think it's a miscommunication and nothing will happen. It'll probably be less testing, would be my guess going forward. UFC 300 this weekend.
Oh, shit. I forgot that was this weekend already.
Pull up the card here. I know we did this before, but you got fucking Jamal Hill, Alex Pajeda. Pajeda is a favorite. I think I'm going towards the Pajeda side.
Are you?
Yeah. Even though Hill was the champ, right? And then he got injured and had to give up his belt, kind of like Yuri. So I don't know what it is about Jamal.
You don't like his tattoos. I'm in agreement though. I think Pajeda makes sense in this one.
We can just skip the second fight.
Zang all day on that one. Sorry. Zang all day.
That's right. Zang. The BMF fight, Gaethje, Holloway.
Gaethje all day. I think Holloway is going to give him a run for his money, but dude, it's going to be exciting. If these guys come out like they should come out, this could be the fight of the year, but maybe even more than the year. It's got to be.
Because Gaethje is my favorite fighter, and he never puts on a bad fight. Holloway doesn't put on bad fights. It's just a matter of how much punishment can Holloway take at 55, because the last time we saw him there, he took a fuck ton of punishment. Gaethje's going to hit a hell of a lot harder than anybody that he's potentially fought before. Mm-hmm. And good luck eating all the leg kicks, because that's why I worry, too. He just fucking... Yep. Blasts his legs out, and then by round three, like, shuts him off.
Yeah,
I know Max is going to be impossible to shut off, so it's probably just a war of attrition for five rounds and
shut off. He might get shut off potentially due to like some freak like damage injury where they're just like, okay, like I don't know, an ear goes flying off, crazy.
Or his kneecap or his leg. It's just as won by leg kicks, and it wouldn't surprise me if he could do that again. Mm-hmm. It's a tough fight.
Yep.
And as we go back down, let's see, Oliveira, Sarukin. And Sarukin is the favorite in this fight, which seems kind of odd. He looked impressive. Who'd he beat? Dariush the last fight. Yep. That was relatively fast in the first round. But when you're looking at who else he's fought, I'm like, meh.
It's like, meh. Yeah, exactly. And Oliveira has fought everybody and anybody.
Right. So... I think I'm still sticking with Oliveira. And then the crazy odds on this next one, fucking Bo Nickel minus 1350.
Whoa, that's crazy odds.
Yeah, you look at everyone else, it's like minus 205.
Wait. So, 236. So time out a second. Sometimes I still get confused. So if I put $100 down and Bo Nickel wins, do I get 1300 or do I get
10 cents?
Okay, it's the other way.
Gotcha. I think that's how it works.
Wow, is this line accurate? Does that make that's crazy?
You're not gonna make much money, if any. Yeah, I don't understand odds that at all, or a little bit, but when you're like over minus 1000, good lord, that's bad news. And then another interesting. Oh, and back to the main event. I want to say that Hill had a torn Achilles, and that's why he's been out. And I think it's only 8 months recovery.
Oh, wow. That's not very long.
So there could be some issue there. We'll see. Everyone's saying he's fine. And you have Krajicek and Rakic. Guitar and Aljamain Sterling. Sterling.
Yep.
That's like a pick 'em. They have a 50-50. The super interesting one is this Kayla Harrison and Holly Holm. Kayla normally fights at 155. I still don't think she makes weight. And again, if she makes weight, what does she have? 10 seconds of cardio at that point?
Yeah, but is there a big age difference? There is, isn't
yeah,
there?
I mean, Holly's probably 42, and I don't want to say Kayla's
like early 30s. I think that youth is going to be a factor.
It could be.
I don't know. Holly Holm's tough as shit, but I feel like Kayla knocks her out. I think she is going to make weight.
I don't think so.
I think she can do it.
Her hands suck. That's the thing. Kayla's hands, like stand-up wise, it's night to day, but on the ground, Kayla's obviously going to be better. It's just we've seen this fight happen before with Holly versus Ronda.
She just picked
her apart, and then she just has to keep her hips off her hips.
Yeah, true.
Like she had a good game plan for that before and just fucking picked her apart.
Don't let her judo throw you.
Yeah, yeah. No judo throws.
No.
Let's see what else.
Probably it for this one. Is there
No, because you got that Jim Miller, Bobby Green.
Bobby Green. Jim Miller all day, baby. I love
Fuck
him.
Yeah.
He's the best.
I love it. And you even have the kickoff as Cody Garbrandt and Figueiredo.
I think Figueiredo can take him. I hope he does. Take him.
Could be. But he's got neck tattoos.
I'm not a fan of Cody Garbrandt.
I hear you. And is 125 pounds. That's just so insane. This is like little eighth graders fighting. I fucking hate it.
Yes.
It's like tiny, stupid weight.
Tiny people.
55 and up, or go fuck yourself, with a couple exceptions.
Yes.
So we'll see. It should be fun. It's a solid card. Like all these other filler cards that we've been going between the number cards have been kind of bullshit. So be relieving to have like a legit card where you can just kind of jump in wherever you want, watch some fights.
Yep.
Speaking of which, let's do a little sponsor action.
Sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. April's the National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, so our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA notes.
That's right. You can shave your balls, shave your face, whatever you want to shave. I don't know. Do you have to use the same trimmer? I know they have separate ones, but sometimes you want to be a little risque. Use the same one. Use it on your balls. Use it on your beard. Whatever it takes, Manscaped.
Love it. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off, free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Because, like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens.
That's the best. I forgot about that from last week. I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go again.
That was a football player. I forgot who it is now. But
Marshawn Lynch.
That's it. He actually said this on camera.
Yeah. Hey, crazy. Check this out.
Oh. I'm supposed to ask you about your butthole. Nice.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
By the way. Yeah. Oh. You know why?
Why?
The next time you sit down on the toilet to squeeze out a baseball bat, hello, Tushy wants you to remember one thing. The time you're spending scrolling on your phone isn't giving you peace of mind. It's giving you a hemorrhoid. I think I might have one now. I've been coughing so hard. My butthole hurts. And it's not pleasant. And men spend twice as long in the bathroom. One of the leading causes of hemorrhoids is prolonged sitting on the toilet. Wiping with toilet paper will only irritate your butthole more. The tushy bidet cleans your butt with a targeted stream of fresh water, eliminating the need for painful wiping. Let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, what's that?
Would you get a bidet? It's pretty sweet. You pop it on, you're like, oh, hey, what's like that?
BD80, like before the bidet.
Yeah, after bidet. And then you have a clean butthole. That's what life is all about. Life is about a clean butthole, Ingo.
I mean, that's fair.
Yes.
Don't want to walk around stinky or itchy. That'd be bad.
No. Either or hemorrhoidy. Yeah. Bleeding.
No good.
Yeah.
So stop wiping until you bleed. Join the 3 million butts who have already made the switch to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get and viewers get 10% off your entire order when you use the code MMA at checkout. That's 10% off your order at HELLOTUSHY.com with promo code MMA.
Nice. Keep your butthole clean, peoples.
Nice.
And just like that, back to the show.
There we go. Matt always gives me the hard ones to read. It's so funny.
Read this.
Some of them like, what is this? These are long ads. But anyways, you guys, go buy the shit. Yes. Let's talk about something else. Like, I don't know. What's else? Oh, so the UFC has a new ticket policy for friends and family at the Apex event. So apparently before, which is news to me and very surprising, getting tickets for friends and family, almost impossible. So now there's a new thing happening. So basically each fighter gets a set of tickets, four seats for friends and family to watch their fight only. And then once their fight's done, those people get escorted out and then new people can get escorted in. So basically you can come for one fight if you want to. And apparently that was not a thing before. So I guess that's good, but it seems stingy.
It seems stingy and unsanitary,
right?
Because wait, like, are you wiping the seats down? Because I've seen some of the, I don't know, and arena seats when you leave a fucking event.
Yeah,
like, holy fuck, what happened here? Murder scene,
death.
It's super stingy. I know they have limited seats there, and they're probably trying to squeeze dollars out. They're probably adding like, oh my god, if we have. I get it from a financial standpoint. Sure. How many fights are on the card? 12. And then you need 24 times 4. So you need close to 100 seats per event. But can they get standing room only then? Like, I get it. The seat.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with the seat for the fight and then standing room for the rest of the event if you want that.
Yeah. So you can be up close if you're.
Yes.
Your
and then that frees up 75 more seats that they can sell at probably 1,000 a piece.
Right.
Because I swear it was super expensive if you could even get in there to watch the fights. Because I don't know what the criteria is for if you're a fan to try to buy a ticket to that thing. It's got to be well over 1,000.
Yeah, I'm just surprised there's so much demand, actually. It's interesting. Because that's expensive, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's that many seats in there.
There's like
it's got to be less. Yeah, they only had 4, so
yeah,
we got to keep them in, keep them out, man.
Yeah,
it's got to be. I know I probably could look it up, but okay. I'm gonna look it up. Watch me. I'm gonna guess 300 max. Apex Center,
I got
UFC
it.
Apex. How many?
I have the answer.
Yes,
it says they're going to expand the seating to 1,000, but currently, oh, fuck, how much do they have currently? I missed, it doesn't say.
Max seating capacity, 500. Standing capacity, 800.
Okay, you got it. Yep, that's right.
So, I get it.
They're trying to go up to 1,000. So, it's small, you know, not big.
Yeah, it's tiny. I mean, they're saving a lot of money. But again, it's that weird debate of if you're a fighter, you're kind of getting fucking gypped because I don't get the roar of the crowd. I want to fight in front of thousands of people, not hundreds, if not tens of people.
Right.
So I get it. Chris Weidman, remember his last fight? They had like finger bang off, so each guy got poked in the eye.
Yep.
Well, Weidman posted his eye pick.
Oh god,
that ain't pleasant.
Oh, it looks really bad.
Yeah, kind of zombie apocalypse type shit.
Wow. Ouchies.
Yeah. And one other quick thing, real quick. I don't know where this interview came in, so hopefully this isn't an issue. But it's Mike Tyson talking about the Jake Paul fight. I noticed we haven't seen Mike post any training footage, so I'm kind of concerned about that. But anyway,
here we go. I don't think I'll be smoking for this fight, and I think I'm going to be really, really irritable and nasty. And this guy's going to come. He's going to try to hurt me. He's going to be greatly mistaken. I don't think he's faster than me. Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
No. I get scared when he starts talking like that.
About reality? In reality, I'm invincible.
I'm invincible because all he has to do is believe.
Right.
And I still don't think we have all the details on the exhibition reel happening. So we'll see as we come up here. What else is happening?
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but your lady, Chris Cyborg, she's coming to Green Bay April 27th.
Boxing?
This month, 154-pound boxing match, yes. And she's, 4 hours away. Might have to make a road trip.
I don't know. It's a lot of work to go all the way to Green Bay to see her. Yeah, if she came to Illinois, I'd go for sure.
Green Bay is a long ways away. I mean, a younger Cyborg, maybe.
Right.
It's worth it.
It's a lot of driving for a boxing match that she'll probably crush somebody.
Yeah.
And then you spoke of the Cyborg. So let's talk about Ronda Rousey.
Oh, boy.
I'm starting to think she's Brazilian because I don't know if this is the same interview or not, but she was talking some more. She's talking about her Holly Holm fight. She said, I literally came into that fight concussed from slipping down some stairs already after all these years of concussions. Then I had an absolutely terrible weight cut, which means you have less fluid in your brain to protect it. I was just trying to make it look like I wasn't hurt, but I wasn't there cognitively. I couldn't think as fast. I couldn't judge distance. And just from that one fight, everybody felt like, oh, she's a fraud. So what do you think? Why all the excuses now? Like, we're how many years out?
I don't know. Too many.
Right.
It's just, I don't know if she's trying to do the Conor McGregor thing and stay relevant or whatever, she's delusional. Come on. No chance in hell. She's on some good shit, Matt. I think that's why she's been talking in the news.
She's trying to make me like or make the people like her more?
No.
I don't understand.
1 second. My headphone cord is stuck on my chair.
Keep talking. See, don't blaspheme Ronda Rousey. You blaspheme the woman. She fucking gets you through the internet.
There we go. I got it.
I thought her dogs like the smell of her vagina.
That's what she says.
Yep. So she's a classy lady. Proving it once again with her talk of concussions like 10 years later.
She's crazy. I don't, and not relevant.
Not really. No. What else has happened then?
Okay, so we're talking about Tyson, so I'll bring up Jake Paul. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of shit that I really found interesting, but apparently there's this guy, this rapper named Lil Pump.
Okay.
And for some reason,
I see him.
This rapper guy let Jake Paul hit him in the stomach. I'm not sure why, but he did. So here we go. Hopefully not too loud. And
I got no volume. You got to give me some volume.
I got to give you volume. Hold on.
Did you share sound?
Well, I thought I did, but the problem is the new Zoom. There we go.
Yep.
Sure.
It's off on the right and not where it should be.
I got you.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, I want to hear this little bitch cry.
I feel like he's going to hurl.
You know, he didn't even hit him that hard, and his form was dog shit on that punch. So he didn't really even dig that one in. But that guy went down like a fucking little bitch. I'm dying.
Yeah, no thanks. I would not want to take one of those. Either, even at that level. No thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm going to have to black this one out or blur this fight out. So 20 years ago, almost to the day, this fight happened.
Oh, boy. What is it?
Oh, Robbie Lawler and Nick Diaz.
Oh,
the
shit.
First time.
Yeah. You know the crazy thing? I don't think I've ever seen this whole thing before. I've seen parts of it in a bunch of different ways, but I never saw the actual entire fight.
I was watching this live when it happened.
God, they're so young.
I know.
Nick looks a little more built up there. Like, he's got some more muscle. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And that's that.
Pieced him up. He's like, you want some more, boy?
He's like, shit. Has it happened? He's like, fuck. Fuck, it's over.
Yep. God, Nick is... I just wish those guys would have had a different trajectory.
Yeah, he spent like fucking 5 years out.
Yeah.
He took the suspension that they gave him literal before it got overturned. Like, remember, they tried to throw him out of the sport entirely for weed.
Yeah, and then they ended up changing
the crazy
whole policy.
Bitch. Yeah,
and everything was fine for everyone else, I should say. But it was too late for him.
Yeah, and like someone, who the fuck, one fighter even got his bonus taken away because he tested positive for weed also.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to get a fight on the night bonus, and I forget who that was.
I don't remember either.
It's almost, I want to say it was Josh Neer, but that doesn't sound right. Pat Healy. There you go. It was Pat Healy.
How do you remember this? Oh my God.
Because we did like a GoFundMe for him.
You're like a, oh, that's right. You're
it was
like
the Up in Smoke Pat Healy fund. There goes your bonus, buddy.
Is that still up there?
I don't know.
No, it's still there. Indiegogo, Up and Smoke Pat Healy Fund.
Yeah. See? Try to do nice things for people. We can send them money, like whatever it raised.
Can I show it to people? I think I think it's pretty funny. So here it is. MMA Nuts winning Pat Healy Smoke Fund.
Because I don't remember if we matched that. I know we sent him some cabbage for sure.
We did.
I wrote him a check.
We did. Good for him.
Should have got a bunch.
Of checks?
Of monies. Because, you know, they cut him whatever it was, 25 grand at the time.
Yep.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I got some weird... Okay, get your take. I can't play sound on this, but I have some weird... thing that happened in this fight. So they're locked up in this exchange, and watch the guy in the white trunks, right? He goes to re-engage, and oh, what happened? What's wrong? Oh shit, my shoulder popped out.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone have that happen to them?
Yeah, there was one fight, I don't know, it might have been an MMA fight where the guy his shoulder popped out, but he made it out of the round, and then the other guy that he was fighting came over and helped him pop it back in the socket. So they could continue fighting.
Guys, man.
I know. But that's all you need to do. Like that, the fight doesn't need to stop there. You just need the ref to pop it back in the fucking socket, or let a doc come in and pop that fucker in. He'll be all right. Let him make the decision if he wants to continue fighting.
Yeah.
But to end on I threw my shoulder out, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. That sounds painful.
And unsatisfying, although helpful if you're in if you're Mel Gibson in the movie Lethal Weapon, where he's throwing it out of socket so you get out of shit.
Yeah, I think just once though.
Yeah, saw this little Muay Thai coach. Yeah, make sure. Oh Jesus, the sound is so loud on this. So you know, in Thailand, they fucking the little kids Muay Thai it up very young.
Yep.
So this guy probably has a lot of experience, but he's telling the guy in the corner, hey, man, throw your jab and follow it with the fucking elbow.
Oh, damn. And it worked.
Yep.
Knocked the guy out.
Yep. See, little man knows.
He's seen things.
He has. He's probably seen a lot of things.
He's probably 100 years old. He's just a dwarf.
Yeah. they age backwards. I forgot what that movie is. But
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, something like that.
So a lot of people don't like that movie. I thought it was good. It made me think. That's pretty cool.
What'd you think about things?
What if life was in reverse, which is kind of what it wanted you to think about, right? What if we start old and get younger? Would that make it any better? But it's still not better. Because in the end, there's nothing.
That's right.
It's just reverse. Yeah. All right. It's blowing your mind, man.
Yeah, blowing my mind. I can't handle it. Like, what? Like, everything's kicking in right now and you're talking crazy.
Yeah. What else do I have left? I have like one weird thing, which here, I don't know why it's not loading, but I'm going to have to fast forward maybe. There was this strange fight overseas with very mismatch.
I like how she's just walking her down.
Yep. it's a little dance. It's got some shits going down, right? So they're just doing their thing.
Like, engage.
I don't know exactly what's happening. She tries to go after
circle,
her once.
Circle.
Right? And then she's starting to get tired, I think, the big lady.
Yes.
She's running out of steam here. Things are not looking good. Right?
Yeah, because this is a good technique, the girl in white.
Get her moving around.
You gotta move.
Ref gets in the way.
You don't want her on top of you.
No.
That's death. Although I wouldn't mind a leg
kick.
And
there she goes. You step out of the way and boom.
Down goes the price of beef.
That's right. She had a hard time getting up here, but there's no conclusion to this fight. But
I thought she was TKO'd from that. I have the short version where it looked like she took a TKO.
Oh, okay.
I think she KO'd herself, unless she went down again. Let's see. I don't know if this is the edited or it's a quick version, 17 seconds, but unless this is the second round, I don't know. But this looks like the same thing and looks
it's
like
exactly
that.
The same thing.
And then,
oh, that other video did not have that part in it. Okay.
She's not getting up. She needs water. They pour it on her. That's not right. She's not a beach whale. You can't do that to that lady. That's not good. Fish out of water, fucking dousing her up. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Let's see it.
This person says, what the fuck is going on outside?
What in the hell?
It's a Thailand, man. You got fucking dogs doing Muay Thai. I don't give a shit. I saw a pretty cool face-off. I like these cool face-offs from I don't know where. And it's usually the ladies sometimes. They have fun. They like to party.
Yeah.
So here you go.
Oh.
They come together. This person's cell phone's getting in the way.
Yeah. We're just going to deal with that.
Yeah. You want some of this? I'll give you some of that.
Someone's going to explode.
Something's going to pop. Something's going to pop. It's popping off. Anyway. I got three on that line, so I'll just do those real quick. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships giving a little shout out to their ring card girls.
Ooh,
so you got to appreciate the support for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little fight promotion at the end of this quick 19-second little clip here.
This is very boring. I can't
totally
believe
right.
I can't believe you're showing me this. My,
I know.
I'm so.
It only goes downhill from here. Perry versus Alves, April 27th. That's right around the corner.
Climax Dustin did some weird shit.
And then I saw this new sport that I feel like the UFC should start investing in. This is Macy Barber, and I don't know who Demi Bagby is. Maybe she's another MMA fighter. Not quite sure, but they've developed their own little sport. Let's make sure we have no sound on here. So they're playing. I think it's buckets. I don't know what you call that.
It's like the drinking game with basketballs?
Yeah, something like that. And then whoever loses has to take a challenge and it's ice bath.
Oh,
so
nice.
Then they go in the ice bath for a certain amount of time, whoever the loser is. All right, get out. Next challenge. Like grapple a little bit. Now they're going to throw footballs. I feel like this is, I don't know if it's the wild world of sports where they do all these challenges and then there's a punishment. But I feel like this is what the UFC should be into.
Yeah.
Now you're doing football. What's the challenge? Oh, now we're doing a trampoline basketball. Loser sauna, loser cold plunge. But you get the gist. I feel like we need more of this.
I'm with you. I'm all for it.
That's what the UFC should be investing in. Yeah. Fun sports.
Absolutely.
What else is going on?
I just have one bit of in history today, and then I'm on to knowledge.
Okay, go on.
On this date, Ally Quinta earns his 12th victory of his professional career, and he beat Jorge Masvidal.
Oh, wow.
In a very close split decision.
Yeah, I was going to say it was probably a split loss because Masvidal would win all those fights, but it just, like, I don't know what he would do. It's almost like he would take off and let the other person catch up when he wasn't even gassed.
Right.
And I think
that killer instinct, but he found it.
He did. But I think some of those people also did like the, oh, let me be active in the last 15 seconds or let me get a takedown at the end of the round on him kind of shit.
Yep.
Stupid. KO of the week is a little bare knuckle, hay barrel kind of deal. I don't know where we're at here, but.
Oh, man.
There's one. And then he's going to get sledgehammered and stiff. Oh, he took another good one for. He's a little tired. He's taking a nap. Taking a nap.
Crazy, man. That looks pretty brutal. That guy get up?
Hopefully. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
He dies.
Yeah, true that. And right into knowledge or whatever you have.
Yeah, yeah. So I texted this to you guys in the group chat, but I saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire this week, and it was quite entertaining. It's a new Ghostbusters movie. I don't know if you saw the last one that came out maybe last year. I sit there and I watch this, and I'm like, I feel exactly the same as I felt when I saw the first ones, but I'm older now. It's weird. Like, they have figured out a way to capture, like, whatever that little charming, you know, adventurous, like, thing is. It's cool.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And like, I had the two kids youngest with me, so me and the boy are like, going crazy when the battle's going on, and my daughter's just like, no. But then you're like, okay, you know, it's good. It's got you know, the right effect. So I highly recommend you check it out. It's good stuff.
I will. We just watched the one before that. It's been on TV, so we were catching that recently.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, I like this. I saw Call of Duty's got some Cheech and Chong add-on or something you can buy.
Giant
bone
or something?
Kind of. So here we go. So now when you kill people, they turn into a Cheech and Chong joint with Cheech and Chong inside the joint.
That's awesome.
What the fuck? They're like wrapped up like pigs in a blanket.
I feel like these games have turned away from, I don't know, they've just become more crazy, just like society.
Yeah.
It's just insane. Really crazy.
I saw that. And then we'll close it with this new self-defense technique that just has been displayed, unlocked. I don't know. Let's see what happens here. No sound. This guy's grabbing her by the throat. This guy's telling her, hey, do this. And then she tries that. And it doesn't quite work out. Oops. Anyway.
That was funny.
You don't want to give up your back.
No.
Bad ever. Things happen or good. It depends. Yeah.
Depends on your perspective.
If you're facing that way, I don't know. That's a 10-year callback.
It
anyway.
Is.
Anyway. That way. On that note, shut down.
Alrighty, well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.